While Leadbelly was in prison in Sugarland, Texas. He was from Texas. Okay. We're in the Northeast now. while he was in Texas, the governor of Texas, I don't know what this means about the governors of Texas, but the governor of Texas used to take parties down to the prison, and he would have the prisoners entertain the party. That's how he would get his party on, you know. And while Governor Pat Neff was visiting Sugarland Prison, Leadbelly had the idea that he was going to play the best song he ever could for the governor of Texas. He was going to play as good and as polished as he possibly could, and he was going to ask for pardon. And that indeed did happen. Governor Pat Neff did indeed give Leadbelly a pardon just as his term, just as the governor's term was expiring, and not very much before Leadbelly's actual prison term would have retired, but as a matter of fact, he did get out early as a result of that. So this poem is called Sing Out, and it starts with an epigraph that's a quote from Texas Governor Pat Neff, which is, I am going to turn you loose after a while, but I'm going to keep you here so you can pick and dance for me a while. He came here a pharaoh. His caravan of coops swarming our convict campground, carrying good whiskey and good time women that stared us up from every corner of their eyes. They use me for their muscle-bound box of juke, their porch monkey swing with tension and tune crammed into fingertip. I beat this stringed-up beggar's ball, grip this neck, grit and grace a potion I layer into each footstomp. Each lyric and grin sings redemption. Each chord smuggles rage and roar through telegraph wires of this 12-string sound. Old Stack of Dollars seals his voice around the music firm as a handcuff. And I pick the lock on Stella's strings to open a doorway in this white man's mind. A place I will crawl, leap, shuck, and jive my way through any way I can. As long as the other side has a one-way train ticket waiting for me like my Letha's open legs. With sunset, I claim the wooden bandstand alone and let it loose. Proverb and plea and prayer all pulled into one song from my open, open mouth. One by one, I hear the tumblers of his mind click in my hand, twisting under weight of my shuffle and shine. I stick my black hand in his heart and squeeze the bloodless chamber for one last drop of juice as the breakdown grinds to numb silence.